Would you love to create a beautiful year for yourself where you actually do the things that you want to do, create the things you want to create, and make it happen in real life? If you would, then you are in the right place, because we're going to go through a proven, powerful method to actually make things happen. Even if you've tried stuff like this before and it didn't work, this is different. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. Hello, Shireen.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah.
Lovely to be here at the end of the year with you.
Yes, I can't believe it has become the end of the year. I actually think time genuinely is speeding up, because it seems to just disappear. So
but we know it's not, right? Because there is proof. There's proof. There's atomic proof, like atomic clocks that are precise to a second. It's the same second.
But if everything sped up at the same rate, then you couldn't tell, could you? Well, it certainly seems like it's getting faster. That's all I can say. So whatever it is, another year is going to disappear before we know it. And so how can we really do the things we need to do? That's what we're getting into today. And I have a process that I'd love to share with you. I've been doing this for about 20 years. Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be great. I've been doing various versions of this for about 20 years with groups of people every year. And I feel what this latest version is the best, because it always gets refined, you know. Like the most basic version is people come up with New Year's resolutions. I want to lose weight. I'm going to stop doing the bad stuff that's bad for me. I'm going to do this. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, 1 week later, 2 days later, it's all finished, right? That's kind of the lowest level. They come up with New Year's resolutions with a hangover on, you know, January 1st. Oh, my God. So we want to have an actual method that actually works and leads to transformations in our life.
So if someone is listening to this, let's say, the middle of January or at the end of that January, they can still do this. They can still do it.
Yeah, this is good. Right? This is good. Any, if you're listening to this in July, it's good to do. These things, I think actually one of the biggest problems that we have is that we only try and upgrade our life once a year, which I think is a bit of a problem, because if you have to wait till the end of the year to make an upgrade, you know, so this is probably worth.
And before you know it, the end of the year and the beginning of the year is gone, and then there's no upgrade.
Exactly. So it's good to do this, I think, every 3 months or at least every 6 months, because even if we set good intentions, it's quite possible life gets in the way and nothing happens. So it's good to do it again and again. So the first thing, and I'm going to share like what the problem is and what the solution is, right? So the first thing is most people try and do too many things in a year, way beyond anything that is going to happen. And I certainly have made this mistake consistently. You know, I'm always way too ambitious. I'm going to do these 500 things. And then at the end of the year, I'm like, what actually happened? So if you try and do many, many, many things, then the amount of energy you have for any one of them is less, because there's too many of them. And typically nothing happens. So it sounds good to set like 10, 15 different goals, but in reality, it's not going to make any difference.
So if you do set 10, 15 goals, I was thinking, okay, write down 10, 15 goals, but prioritize the top three.
We need to pick three and don't bother with the other ones, basically, because it's just not going to happen. And if you want to prove me wrong, then go ahead. But chances are you're going to come back to this at the next year and go, you know what, he was right, I need to do this. It's not that I'm wanting to be right about this. It's just that we've only got so much energy. And if we do anything more than three things, generally speaking, the other ones are not going to happen. So the first thing to think about is, what are your three main things that you want to do? It could be one thing even, but it can't be really more than three for it to actually work. So I recommend you get a pen and paper, and as you go through this, you can actually pause and write it down. When I do this in groups, of course, we have time, but there's no need to do that here. So you can just pause it. So what are the top three things? It could be, for example, an upgrade in your spiritual practices, which I highly recommend. That's what this podcast is about. Because the more powerful our thoughts and our state of mind, the better everything else is. So that's the one thing that has an effect on all the other things.
I've come up with mine. This is a spiritual remembrance upgrade.
That's great. So how many goals do you have?
Maybe a couple.
So that's even better. See, Shireen's doing great, because if she had 12, it's not going to happen. But 2 is more likely than 3, actually. So that's excellent. So think about it, right? I mean, in my case, I have a spiritual goal. I have a service goal, and I have a money goal. And I actually have, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I have a health goal. But it's because it doesn't take that much time. I don't really think of it as an extra thing, because it's not, I'm already healthy anyway. So really, I've got 3 main things and 1 sort of half, like a pinky level 4th thing. So I'm sort of breaking my own, but it's only minimal, so it doesn't count. So pick the 3 things, right? If you could only do 3 things this year to make a bigger difference, what would they be? And what really matters to you? And it's important that they actually really mean something, because if you don't care about them, then why would you bother doing them? And make sure these aren't things like you're just reacting against something that happened last week, you know, or something you saw on the internet. Because many people, unfortunately, their goals are all based on advertisement, you know, or media. You know, like, oh, I saw this movie and this person did this cool thing. I want to do that. And it's like, yeah, but is this really coming from your heart and soul? Or is this just like brainwashing from the media? So pick 3 things that really, 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 really matter to you, right? That's the first thing, and only 3.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done that, the next thing is to get clear on what exactly would it look like and feel like and sound like and smell like and touch. How would it feel like on the 5 senses level if you actually achieved the thing that you want? Because if we don't know exactly what we're going for, we can't tell whether we have it or not. Right? It's easy for money goals, because it's like you either have a certain amount of money in your bank account or you don't. You know, like it's very straightforward. It's fairly easy for like weight loss goals. You either weigh a certain amount or you don't, right? They're fairly, because you can see the scales. But there are other things where it's a bit more nuanced, like spiritual goals. So in your case, Shireen, what is, if you want to share this, what are some of the things that you would know for sure if you pulled it off?
Okay, so I can tell you my 2 goals. Maybe you can send good wishes, and everyone can send good wishes. These happen. One goal is to have more remembrance, like to do more drills, right? And I have very specific amount of drills that I want to do, and a very specific kind of drills I want to do, spiritual drills in a day. And the other one is this past year, I was very prolific and I wrote a lot, but I really need to sit down and come up with a marketing strategy for those books.
All right. So let's go a little bit deeper then. So what would it actually look like if you achieved your first goal, the drills, the practices, like in a real tangible sense?
Okay, I will be able to fix my mind wherever I want, whenever I want, for however long I want. That would look like. And the second one is I would have a very deep, close, constant connection with the Supreme Soul. And there wouldn't be any waste thoughts, and I would feel a sense of freedom, and I would, more than now, I always feel a sense of freedom, but a different, I want it to be on a very different level this time. With my thoughts, with the way I'm feeling about things, with my good wishes and pure feelings for people, like default mode should just be giving your feelings, you know, blessings, blessings, blessings. So like that.
Mm. So how could you tell that there's a change between now and then?
The quality of my thoughts and how many of my thoughts are aligned with these drills versus now.
So would you need to like have a baseline, and then you could, because otherwise how are you going to tell the difference? Do you see what I mean? In a year.
Okay. So what are you suggesting? I take 1 hour and just focus on my thoughts and see what's happening to the thoughts, and then, you know, a month later, check the baseline.
Yeah, because this is the whole thing. If we can't actually practically tell, we don't know whether we're moving forward or not. That's why, like, a scale is just very straightforward, isn't it? But these spiritual things are much more difficult to be able to discern, because it's we're the one experiencing our own mind in our own head, and you can't measure it very easily on a computer or something. So, yeah.
And so I can do a baseline before very soon, in the next couple of days. I will do a baseline. I will take 1 hour and just observe my thoughts and see where I'm at and how many thoughts did I have and what's happening with them. And then every month after that, I can do the same baseline check.
That'd be great. Yeah. So you could see here's what it was, and then you can do it again and say here's what it is now, and then you can see whether it's changed and how much it's changed, you know. So this is really important, because otherwise we don't know whether or not we've achieved our goals, especially with things like I want to feel happier, or I want to have more meditation, or I want to experience more peace, because it's very subjective. I think these goals are the most important ones, but they can be quite hard to measure. But you, sounds like you've figured this out. And then with the marketing, what does it actually look like for you to have achieved that?
I would have a functioning website. Mm-hmm. And I would do like ads for the books. Mm-hmm. And so those kinds of things. And I would totally get a handle on what is going on with marketing, right? Like the ABCs of marketing. I just need to get a handle on that.
Right. So currently you don't have those things set up, and you're not really sure what marketing.
I mean, it's there, but it's not very good.
Right. So the same thing with the baseline. So you have something, some basic idea about marketing and whatever else, but your upgrade is that you have ads running, you have a system that works, you have everything set up, you see things moving along in a funnel, you know,
Right. And the other thing in the marketing itself is to really get a assistant, like a virtual assistant or even an assistant around here, to be able to help me with these, some of the more tedious aspects of it. But that's part of the marketing, right? I'm not thinking of it as outside.
Yeah, so you have an assistant to help you with implementing some of the marketing, and you have a system that actually works. And what is the end result of that system?
That I don't have to spend so much time. So, like, the most recent book I published, Experiencing God, so various people in various parts of the world ordered the book, right? And so I sent author copies, let's say, to Australia. And so you're sending 300 author copies to Australia and you have no control over it, right? And they consistently mess up and charge you more. And so if you're sending 300, they will send 8 now, they will send 20 later, 2 weeks later, like that, right? They not all 300 come at the same time. And not only that, then you have to keep track of what's the money going out and, you know, how many are they charging me, right? Like how much money is, like, am I overspending on these things? And so to take care of all of those things, I need an assistant.
So at the moment, you don't really know quite what's going on in detail, and it's slightly unclear.
No, I do know, but I'm having to keep track of it amidst the 100 million other things to do with life.
It's too much. So yeah, so it's good to be clear on exactly what all this end looks like at the end, you know, and to be write it all down, because otherwise we don't know whether we achieved it. So think about this for everyone listening, watching. What are your three things, and how do you know for sure? So, for example,
I'm the guinea pig.
You're the guinea pig, right? But you have to write down, because.
Okay. But I thought you would be the guinea pig. Why did I become the guinea pig?
Because otherwise, I'm talking the entire podcast. So you have to share something, don't you? That's why. So, Yeah, so in my case, you know, I have...
Now, you tell us about you.
I'm not going to get into too much detail, otherwise we will never finish the episode. But in, I'll show one thing.
Michael, this is so you. You never talk about yourself.
It's not true. I'm sure you know, I talk about myself.
It's true. Like, you talk about things like, oh, I went to the supermarket and there were no cherries.
There was no cherries in the supermarket. No, so, I mean, I'm happy to talk about it. It's just that there's a lot, this is a big process, right? So we can't go into detail of every single thing because I actually have a folder over there that's this thick with all my goals. And
it just sounds like a cop-out to me, but fine. So you still have my blessings.
So I'll share in essence what it is, right? So I have three goals, or four goals. One of them is health, right? So I have a health goal, which I can share more about. I've got a spiritual goal. And I have business goal and service goal, right? So there's certain things that I'm wanting to create in my work. That's the biggest one that I'm focused on, right? So I have a board right here full of all these projects that I need working on. So there's funnels, there's books, there's emails sending out, there's podcasts. It's really quite a lot of stuff, right? So I'm doing one thing at a time, like finishing this one funnel with all these pages on it and then finishing the next one and then finishing the next one. So I've got a plan and I know exactly what they look like. So the finished thing is that they're going to be this page, this page, this page, this page all set up. And then because there's an ad and it goes to the page and then this happens, then these emails get sent out and then it leads to this, this and this and blah, 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 blah. So then there's another version of the same thing in a different thing, different thing, different thing, right? So I've planned all that out and it's quite complicated and it's going to require an enormous amount of work to pull that off and many, many, many hours of sitting down and working very hard. Then I have spiritual goals, which are basically doing drills and different practices, turning the internet off, keeping a chart and all these things. And then I've got certain exercise goals. I want to go for a walk, lift weights every day, dance every day, and do five Tibetans every day, right? And then they eat.
What's five Tibetans?
It's a yoga practice from Tibet. The five Tibetans. And so there's different goals, right? And I know what they look like because I can, what does this funnel actually look like? I've got it all written down and I know whether it's done because it will have achieved these things and et cetera, right? So you pick your three goals and then you say, what does it actually look like in real life when it's finished? Because otherwise we can't tell what they are. And making sure that you've picked the right ones and that you know what it looks like takes time. You know, I've been doing this probably for I've been thinking about this for about a month, but I would say I probably spent about two full days thinking about this pretty much. And it's not completely finished. So this takes time and it's worth doing because this is your life, right? Once you've got your three goals and you've got your clear outcome of what that actually looks like, so you can really see it clearly. The next thing is, what are the practical actions that lead to those things happening? Now, this kind of sounds obvious, right? But a lot of people, they've got their vision, like it's like on the other side of the mountain. And then you're like, well, what are you doing about it today to make that happen? And they're like, well, you know, I'm imagining it's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? So there's no actual connection between our daily life and what we want. Do you see what I mean? It's like a fantasy. It's a hope and a dream. So in order for things to actually happen, it comes down to our moment-to-moment life, our daily life, right? So for example, if I want to have more meditation, which I do, then one of the things I have to do is I have to turn the internet off and go completely offline, like around 6 or 7 p.m. at the latest. Because if I don't and I'm working late, like I did last night, then I don't wake up feeling fresh, Do you know what I mean? Last night I had all this stuff I had to finish. And because I went to bed later than...
Did you finish?
I finished a bunch of stuff, but I woke up feeling tired. And it wasn't... So that I didn't have the quality of practice that I'd like to have because of the evening, right? So we have to think, all right, if I want this goal, this outcome, this experience, this vision, what actually practically needs to happen in my day-to-day life in order for that to happen? So for my work, for example, in order for me to finish all these funnels and all this stuff, I have to start work around, because I get up around 4 o'clock, right? So I need to start work around 6 or 7 at the latest. I often start at 5 and do like 4 hours of hardcore work without any distraction at all. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because
absolutely. It needs... Absolutely. That's a really worthy goal, right? Like to start at 7 and just do it.
Yeah, because it's not going to happen otherwise. If I check my phone and check this and blah, 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 I'm never going to get anything finished. Do you know what I mean? It needs like 4 hours of hardcore work first thing in the morning for it to happen.
Where is fun in this? You have fun?
I like what I do. I like what I do. But it's...
No, I mean like periods of fun and play.
Oh, yeah. I got plenty of fun and games. But I need to this... If all I did was have fun and games, I'd never get anything done. Just...
No, I'm not saying all you did. I'm talking about... I feel that we forget as adults that we need to account for fun also.
Yeah, and I take 2 days off a week where I do whatever I feel like and go skiing or go for a walk or whatever it is. I do dancing around the house. You know, I enjoy my life, right? It might sound a bit hardcore, like get up at 4 and then just go, but I'm just...
No, it's very worthy. Michael, I'm not talking about you because you were talking to us about these things. I thought maybe we should mention they should be fun also.
There should never be any fun. It should always be hard, 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 and more hard all the time. No, you're right, though. It's we need to, in one of my books, I call it unicorn time. You know, it's kind of just like fun and games, because if all we do is hard work, it can't be sustained. You know, it really can't be. So what you have to come up with is you've got your goals. You know exactly what it looks like. And then what are the actual practical things that have to happen on a daily basis in order to pull that off, which includes fun and games, you know. I think we need at least 1 to 2 hours of fun a day, whatever fun looks like to you, where you're doing something just for fun, not for any particular reason, just to enjoy being alive, you know. So that, by the way, coming up with these things, these daily actions, takes time, because if you pick the wrong stuff, it's not going to work, is it? Like if I want to achieve a certain result and the things that I'm doing are not going to actually lead to the result, then it doesn't matter how many of those things I do. It's not going to make any difference, you know. So that's why it's, you know, can be helpful to talk to experts or talk to a coach or get help or learn something so that you know what those things are if you don't already know what they are. So in your case, Shireen, what are those hardcore things that will lead to the result? Wanted to add something to my New Year's plan, because when I recorded this video, to be perfectly honest, I had too much coffee, which I don't normally drink coffee. The main thing I'm doing this year, the main upgrade, is I have come to realize that on a deeper level, there are two ways of living life. One is the stimulation-based life, which is what almost all of us get trapped in by being in the modern world, where there's always more information, more stimulation, more sugar, more caffeine, more whatever, more, right? So whenever we feel we need something, we go for more, right? And I think using technology and cell phones just affects our brain in such a way that that's what happens. And that's the beta waves, right? So there's beta waves, alpha waves, theta waves, and delta waves, right? My main mission this year is to live from a place of alpha waves. In other words, flow state, creativity, and peace, and calmness. So that means that I'm going to do a lot more meditation, take more breaks. If I feel I need something, instead of going for stimulation, I'm going to go for relaxation. I'm going to have a little rest, or I'm going to take more breaths. So I'm going to, you know, so I'm going to give up strong caffeine. You know, I'm not going to give up caffeine completely, or maybe I will, but I'm going to reduce it, reduce the sugar. Anything that's stimulating, I'm reducing it. And anything that is nourishing and calming and flow state, serotonin rather than dopamine, all of that, that's what I'm focused on. So I'm creating, and I've already created this and I'm going to refine it, a alpha state reality where it's continuous flow state, continuous peace, and continuously and consciously choosing to come into that awareness rather than charging about with rah. So that is my main thing. So when I'm like, I need to get all this done to 4 hours a day hardcore, right? That's not actually what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to do a lot of work, but it's coming from a place of peace. So I take lots of meditation breaks, and then I do a bit of work, take another break, have a nap, do a bit more, go for a walk. So it's continuously coming from a place of calmness and peace, rather than coming from a place of I'm lacking something and I want to achieve it, which is what happens on caffeine, unfortunately, coffee. So I just wanted to add this. Normally I don't add stuff to a podcast, but this is something that is very important and I wanted to share it with you, because I personally feel like if we have an alpha state life, our whole life will be better and the whole year will be better. Lots of love and blessings.
Oh, I will tell you one thing about, I'm not going to share about my spiritual things because I think you should share more. But the marketing thing, I know exactly what to do. I have a really wonderful, lovely brother called Brother Michael. And he shared this course with me on the 5 E's, which is by Dan Brown, I think. Is it Dan Brown? Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever his name is. And so I told myself half an hour a day for the next month or 2 months, I will definitely do that course so I get a handle on it. And just do all of the exercises and everything. I like mapped out all the exercises that I need to do. Like there are exercises in the course and then I'm going to do that. So the first month and a half is just that.
Yeah, well, that's great, because if you don't know what you're doing, then you haven't studied, then you can't take action, can you? So, I mean, what I'm personally doing, because it doesn't matter what I say, it's never enough for Shireen. But, no, so I get up.
That is not true. No, okay, you know what? Hold on. Viewers, hold on. You have listened to Michael so far, and you have listened to me. So you tell us in the comments, okay? Does he share enough or not? And if you think he shares enough, then I will keep quiet. I thought you would be the guinea pig. Why did I become
because,
the guinea pig?
Because otherwise I'm talking the entire podcast. So you have to share something, don't you? That's why. There we go. Totally, yeah, you can leave your quiet comment. Okay.
It can't be your exactly word versus my word.
Let the listeners tell us what they think. Exactly.
Listeners, you tell us, is this true or not?
Yeah. So Shireen says that I never share about myself in any detail or at all. So then let's see whether it's true. So like I mentioned, I get up early, right, around 4 o'clock. Then I do my practices, which I've written down what they are. Then ideally, I'm going to be recording a quick podcast based on something I've studied. And then I'll work on my thing for about 4 hours. I mean, I might not be able to manage 4 hours, to be honest, but I'm certainly going to have a good crack at it. And then I like to go for a walk because I live in a beautiful place. So go for a walk, having powerful thoughts. Then I do some meditation at the Buddhist Stupa, which is just down the road here, which is on my walk. And then I mostly take the afternoon off to do whatever I feel like, because I feel like the afternoon, there's a great book called When by, I can't remember who it's by, but anyway, you talk about that there's different times of the day for different things. And most people are better off in the morning, and So the energy goes off in the morning, it drops down after lunch, and it comes back up again towards the evening. So I've realized it's much better just to go for a walk, have a nap, don't try and do anything, then maybe get a bit, couple hours in the evening, and then just turn everything off, basically, and keep a chart, shut, like clean up the house so that when I go to sleep, I'm not like working till the evening and then going to sleep late and then waking up feeling slightly spun out like I did last night because I had too many things going on. So so then on a couple of days a week, I'm just completely taking the day off, turn the internet off, completely offline, you know. So I might do a project, or I might hang out with people, or I might go for a walk, I might go for a hike, might go skiing. But but like properly off, because otherwise there's never any space to think about things. And I get so many good ideas when I'm totally offline. So that in essence, so I have a whole folder over here somewhere with all this stuff and I need to figure it out, right? So you got your three goals, and then you've got, what are the actual actions that are going to make this happen? And they need to be actions that are actually going to work. And if you don't know what they are, then AI might be able to help, to be perfectly honest, but not always. And then the next thing, once you've figured out what those actions are, it's important to have a shorter version of whatever those actions are for when you don't feel like it. Right? So
that's important. That's important.
This is super important, because this is why people don't achieve things. This is why I personally have had struggles with stuff. Let's say my standard is I have to go on a 40-minute hike up the mountain, right? What happens if I'm not feeling well, or it's raining, or I haven't got enough time, right? That's not going to happen, is it? Because I'll say, I can't do it. So I need a condensed version of that, you know. So it might be that because I don't really want to go for a walk in the rain, to be honest. I don't mind the snow's fun, but the rain's not very nice, so especially if it's cold. So what am I going to do? I need to have something else that I can do. Maybe there's some exercise in the house, maybe dancing around the house, maybe just suck it up and go out anyway with a big jacket on, you know. Or it could be that I can't do the, because when I go for a walk, there's two ways to do it. I mean, there's like trails, there's 250 miles of trails all around here. But there's one that I like to go on because it's really close, and I end up at the stupa and I can do meditation over there. So if I go all the way around, then I go up the mountain and then down the other side of the mountain, and then I go to the stupa and sit there for about an hour or something, and then I walk back to the car park, right? But I could also just go from the car park straight to the stupa and back to the car park, which is way, way easier because I don't have to walk up the mountain. So it's good to think about, ideally, you do the full thing, but if you can't do it, then do the short thing. Does that make sense? Because otherwise...
Absolutely makes sense.
It's not going to happen.
So like with my marketing thing, if I can't do a half an hour a day, at least do 5 minutes.
Or just read a page even, you know. Yeah, right. And so we have to think, what is the first part of the routine or the action? So, because that's normally the biggest problem, and I've seen this in myself and other people, is when we think this is going to be difficult in our head and we know how long it takes, some part of us goes, I don't want to do it. But if you say, let me just do the first part of it, like for example, the five Tibetans, right? This is great yoga practice.
What is that?
You have to learn about it. So there's a book called The Eye of Revelation, or The Ancient Secret of the Fountain of Youth. It's a great book, highly recommend it. And it's the five Tibetans. You probably know some of them. They're really, really powerful health practices. But I don't do anywhere near enough of them, because the ideal is that you do 21 of each of these five practices. And that's really quite difficult, actually. So if I say to myself, I'll just do one Tibetan of each, I could do the whole thing in less than a minute if I did one of each, right? If I did five of each, I could probably do the whole thing in about 4 minutes. So whatever you want to do, think about the short version.
And how many of them are there?
Five. Tibetans? That's why they're called the five Tibetans. There's five different exercises. And I can't tell you exactly how they are because I'd have to show you. And it would be a bit weird, actually, if we tried to do it here. But it's a great book. So what's the easiest thing to do? And same thing, like if you're going to work on a project and you're like, I can't do 4 hours, this is ridiculous. You say, okay, well, let me try and just do 10 minutes then, or 1 minute, you know, or just pull the website up or just open the document or something. Because once you start doing it, then you're in the game. So this sounds simple, but it makes a massive, massive difference. Because if we don't do these things consistently, then we're not going to get what we want. So you got your goals. You know exactly what they look like. You know what the main thing is you have to do. And then what is the shortest, smallest first step of that you can do when you don't feel like it? And your main goal is to just do that first little thing. And then you do as much as you can. So we can all do like 1 minute of meditation or 10 seconds, or we can have, and you say, I haven't got 10 seconds. I haven't got a minute. I don't want to do it. But we could say, let me just think one powerful thought. Like, I am a powerful soul. All right, great. And then you give yourself a round of applause and you can have some chocolate.
I don't think so.
Woohoo, I did it today.
Reward yourself for having one thought.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, isn't it? So, but we have to make it as small as possible to overcome some of these things, because a lot of times nothing's going to happen, you know. So like, there's the big version and here's the short version, right? So it's good to have both. And then the next thing is, what are you going to need to remove out of your life so that you actually can do the thing that you want to do? Right? Because if you want to do new things, something has to be removed. Because where's all the extra time coming from? So if I say I need to be working on these various marketing funnels and whatever else, then what am I going to not be doing? One of my favorite quotes is from a guy called Wyatt Woodsmall. And he's always stood out, stayed with me. It's what you're doing when you're not doing what you need to be doing that's the problem. It's what you're doing when you're not doing what you need to be doing that's the problem. It's a very, very profound thing, actually, if you think about it. So if I'm saying that I'm going to be working on this thing and doing these practices and going for a walk and all the rest of it, right? Everything other than doing those things is a problem, you know?
Right, right.
So what are those things that need to be taken out of our life in order for us to actually do this stuff? And the obvious one, of course, is wasting time on the internet, on cell phones and whatever else. I mean, because I did a session with my students doing the same thing. And I said, what do you need to remove? And everyone was like, social media, Instagram. I need to delete the app. Because it's, you know, everyone knows I need to stop watching YouTube videos. It's like, because it's not doing us any good, is it? But then there are other things that we like to do. Like in my case, I prefer creating content all day long, right? But actually, I need to do marketing. I'm still going to do some content because I can't help myself. But I need to do marketing. So I actually have to renounce my desire to just randomly create things in order to do the marketing, because otherwise, where's the time?
Absolutely.
So we have to give something up in order to get something else. And a lot of people, they don't think about this stuff. They just try and add. But you can't. You've only got 24 hours in a day. How can you indefinitely add everything? It's just not going to happen, right? So, and one of the obvious things that are a complete waste of time, thinking about stupid, random stuff that doesn't make any difference, or watching stupid things, that's the obvious. But it's the other things that are a bit harder that we need to give up. And are we willing to do it? So I've had to tell myself, Michael, no more creating anything till you finish things. And part of me is like, no, it's not fair.
It's trying to throw a tantrum. It's not
fair. I need to, you know, like, because I get all these ideas and I'm like, oh, that sounds great. You know, but I'm like, no, just calm down. Just finish the thing that you've got, like 15 unfinished things. Just finish something, you know. So this is really, really important. Another way of looking at this, and I learned this from a book called 10X is Easier Than 2X, great book. And what it was saying is, if you want to 10X your life or whatever it is you're doing, you need to do 80% of the things that you do are different from what they were before. So you have 20% the same stuff you're doing and 80% new things. And when I mention this to people, and when I think about this myself, it immediately causes the nervous system to freak out, right? Because if we think I need to do 80% of my life needs to be different, some part of us is like, oh my God, there's no way. So then I'm like, what about 50% then? What do you know what I mean? Like,
you negotiate
it down then.
Where have you arrived in this negotiation with yourself?
I would say I'm actually probably somewhere around... I'm probably around 50, 60% different, because I'm doing, like, my life now is significantly different than it was like 3 years ago in terms of what I'm doing. So I would say about, yeah, I mean, it's not 80%.
How so? Because of marketing?
Yeah,
and
because
stuff?
Of marketing and all. I'm doing all these things that I didn't used to do at all. I used to have other people doing them, or I just ignored them.
Yay, and so, congratulations.
Yeah, so I'd say I'm about 60% new things nowadays. And I've got used to it. So now they're kind of, I can handle it better. But initially it was a bit unpleasant because it's new. Anything new and different causes some level of stress. So these are all the things that the body and the mind wants to do the same thing over and over again because it's comfortable and the brain's used to it. But if we want to have a different life, we need to remove things that are not helping us, add new things that are different from what we were doing before, have the full version and the short version, and make sure that we actually know what it looks like. And the final thing is to get an accountability coach of some kind. I've actually paid people to help hold me accountable, because I know that unless I pay money for this stuff, I'm not going to take it seriously. You know, so that it just has to be done. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if someone is actually there to prod me and say, have you done this, and this, and this yet? And I'm paying them to do that, then the chances of me doing it goes up significantly. If you do all these things, your chances of actually getting what you want have gone up by about 50 times. I mean, it's just a remarkable difference. So recap. Pick three things, and only three things, and you maybe can have three and a half, like I've got a half one. And then what does it actually look like for it to really happen? So you can see it in real life. What would that actually practically look? What could you point at that was real? What are the actions that are going to lead to that on a daily basis? What's the short version of those actions when you don't feel like it? So you still do something because you don't want to break your streak. If you break your streak, then sometimes you can be thrown off for 6 months. That's why it's so important to keep doing it. If I say to myself, oh, it doesn't matter if I don't bother doing this thing now, I might not do it again for 5 months. That's how bad it is, you know, because we just get out of habit and we're done. So what's the short version that you can do and you can give yourself a round of applause for? And then what are you going to remove out of your life so you actually can do those things? And then who's going to hold you accountable to do it? And if you have all that, then success is yours. So there it is.
Yay. Wonderful. Very lovely. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Should we end with a blessing
Blessings.
For this?
Blessings.
Right. Blessing for your success. Do you want to pick a number?
23.
Courage. This is God's blessing for you, courage. Your courage radiates from a profound understanding of your mission. You know with conviction that you are the one to make this call to action. You embrace the divine within, knowing it is not separate, but the core of who you are.
So many blessings and wishing everyone total success in this coming year. Yay.